try to relate. This can't be happening like I'm in a dream while I'm walking. Cause what I'm seeing is haunting. Human beings like ghosts and zombies. President Mugabe holding guns to innocent bodies in Zimbabwe. They make John Pope seem godly. Sacrilegious and blasphemous. In my lifetime, I look back at paths I walk where savages fought and pastors taught. Prostitutes stomping high heel boots and badges scream at young black children. Stop or I will shoot. I look back and cook crack, plush cars that pass by. Jaguars, mad fly, and I'm guilty for materialism. Blacks are still up in the prison, trust that. So save me your sorries. I'm raising an army. Revolutionary warfare with Damian Marley. We sparking the irons, marching the Zion. You know how Nas be, NYC state of mind. I'm
in this world of calamity, dirty looks and grudges and jealousy. And police where you abuse their majority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Single parents that need some charity. Youths that need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. By any plan and any means and strategy. Say, I got to keep on walking on the road.
That was Road to Zion by Damian Marley featuring Nas. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXE, broadcasting Acro Catskill in Hudson. We're here in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you Censored. We will kick off our show after the local news, and stay tuned at 6:40 for Bound by Books from the Hudson Area Library.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson Mayor Rick Rector, April 19th, vetoed the resolution approved by the Hudson Common Council authorizing the termination of the city's contract with GAR Associates, the company hired to conduct a revaluation of the city's real property assessments. The mayor wrote in his veto message, and I quote, "After carefully reviewing the manner in which the resolution was presented, the content of the resolution itself, and the consultations contained in it, I cannot support the resolution at this time," end quote. Commenting by email, Common Council President Tom DiPietro acknowledged receipt of the mayor's veto, saying, and I quote, "Fortunately, there is still time for the council to act. At our forthcoming meeting on Wednesday, April 24th, I anticipate a motion for a vote to override the veto," end quote. In the veto message, Rector criticized how the measure was presented and hinted at a lack of transparency and equity in how the matter was handled, arguing the city has no power to reject the assessment. DiPietro pointed out that the mayor did not distinguish between a preliminary assessment and the final assessment, which has not happened yet. DiPietro wrote, and I quote, "It's unfortunate that at our last meeting, the council had to rely on the same attorney who was already advising the mayor on how to respond to citizen outrage. This hampered our understanding of this complex issue," end quote. As for any suggestion that the council failed to be transparent in its handling of the matter, DiPietro wrote, and I quote, "That's clearly false. The council has listened to the people of Hudson and discussed the matter in the open. It's the mayor who is hiding behind closed doors," end quote. Editors note, DiPietro is an active WGXC volunteer programmer. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting. The environmental group American Rivers has named the Hudson River the second most endangered river in the United States. The river was ranked second on the list of 10 imperiled waterways. The report cites what American Rivers calls, and I quote, "the grave threat that potential construction of storm surge barriers could pose to this rich tidal estuary," end quote. And faults the plans being considered by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, calling them, and I quote, "far too limited," end quote. Among the plans, according to the report, are, and I quote, walls that could act like partial dams, blocking fish and wildlife, including Atlantic and short-nosed sturgeon, American shad, American eel, end quote. The environmental group ranked the Gila River in New Mexico as the country's most endangered waterway, and the Upper Mississippi River was named third. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Ben Axelson is reporting for NewYorkUp.com. The U.S. Census Bureau's 2018 population estimates are out, and for New York, the trend of population decline is spreading. Previously, it was residents of upstate fleeing New York, but according to an analysis by the Press and Sun Bulletin, Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Nassau and Westchester counties lost population between 2017 and 2018 as well. From 2010 through 2018, 46 of the state's 62 counties reported fewer residents. A total of 48,500 people left New York, which was one of just nine states to lose population over the previous year. Despite this being the third year in a row of population loss in New York, the state still maintains growth at the rate of 0.85% since 2010. The areas of New York reporting the sharpest decline in population: Hamilton County, the Watertown-Fort Drum metropolitan area, and Westchester County areas of small population growth include Saratoga and Orange counties. If the population continues, New York could lose up to two congressional seats in 2022. Read the full story in NewYorkUp.com. Larry Rulison is reporting for the Times Union. Charter Communications and the State Public Service Commission could be close to an agreement that would allow the company to keep the Spectrum Cable TV network, the company that the PSC have been in negotiations since last summer after the commission voted to revoke its approval of Charter's acquisition of Time Warner's cable New York operations. Under that approval, Charter was expected to expand its service and add 145,000 new customers in parts of the state with little or no access to high-speed internet. The PSC said the company had been expanding its network in cities instead of rural areas to satisfy the merger requirements. The commission considered that a violation of the deal and took steps to kick the company out of New York. On April 4th, Charter asked for a 14-day extension to keep talks with the PSC going. An attorney for Charter said only a short extension was needed to finalize the long-term agreement. Without an extension, the deadline for Charter to submit a six-month exit plan for the sale of Spectrum would be May 17th. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WTXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting Censored. Hi, I'm William, and today we're starting a deep dive into reggae, one of the roots of hip-hop and rap music, rich with its own language and culture.
All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
Of freedom, that's all I ever have. ourselves from mental slavery. Number two, ourselves can free our mind. Whoa, I've no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop off the time. Saying just a part of it, we got to fulfill the book. Won't you ask the same? Jesus of freedom, that's all I ever had. Redemption song, all I ever had. Redemption.
So that was Redemption Song by Bob Marley. And up next, we've got a poem that speaks on some of the themes of reggae, as well as joy and resiliency.
Hi, my name is Soraya Wild Irving, and I'll be reading you a poem called Dancing in the Rain. So what if it drizzles and triples and drips? I'll splash in the garden, I'll dance on the roof, let it rain on my skin. It can't get in, I'm waterproof.
Thank you, Soraya.
For the people, they crashed the economy like a vehicle. Let's set it. I heard them.
Say them a done and them a dope, say them a dada.
Stupid fool.
Now the heart of the youth, them future is take a dagger.
That's what they did.
Let's do this rather.
Let's move.
Yo.
Once I was a little child, little things did make me smile.
Make me smile.
But quickly I became a man.
In a minute.
Put a gun into my hand.
Yes, he did.
Told me that I could live or die.
They told
you so. The ghetto boy, ghetto boy, ghetto boy. The story of the ghetto boy, ghetto boy, ghetto boy. The story of the ghetto boy.
Well, the story of a ghetto boy. Who did not give the gun and take him ghetto toy? So him deploying on the street to street a metro toy. But now him punk up the police and if we get your try, that is what him get your eyes. Story of a ghetto youth. Who did not give the gun and say you better show. If you want to wear a better suit, you want to drive a coupe. Wear a couple gold chain and sleep with lots of prostitutes. The future you a prosecute, none can count. Tell I nothing, hard press I button. Me a fire heat, me greens if me care by mutton. Me no red or your glutton, fin no your lock eye something. Now what the gates up till the gate. As if behind us, we don't want to see Angelis, we don't want to see Porsche. NCB, we want to see your Scotia. MP and JP, both of them are joker. But me told I get to make a motor.
Once I was a little child, little things did make me smile.
Simple.
But quickly I became a man.
So
don't put your gun into my hand. Told me that I could live or die.
The
story of the ghetto boy, ghetto boy, ghetto boy. The story of the ghetto boy, ghetto boy, ghetto boy. The story of the ghetto boy.
Me tell them, ghetto we not change we ways. You violate man and a grains a place. Anyway they fool them and a go for na suffer. Come on a look for greater days. So put me tell you, so we go for food anyway. And we no afraid and no jail, no cemetery. We bring it to the street, all front of police.
Yeah.
Still a make step to the enemy.
Yeah. We make the eagle fly, I make them see that.
Them see that. Anything drop, you know how we that. Front page for every news network. Many so society, the world say that we that. House and car, everybody need that. I know every ghetto boy out there that need that. Any means necessary, man, a breeder. From a little tap, me head realer.
Once I was a little child, little things did make me smile. But quickly I became a man.
What's
don't put a gun into my
the truth. Yo, yo, politicians.
Get to you, always trying, but some fool implying. When them a say we ain't buying, them never left up on a chicken back frying.
Get to you.
Hey y'all, welcome back. That was Ghetto Boy by Stephen Marley featuring Bounty Killer and Cobra. He's one of the 11 claimed sons of Bob Marley. William, Aisha here with us today, as well as Phoebe and Soraya. William, what's some of the lyrics that stuck out for you?
In this song, it was one of the verses by Stephen Marley. And he says, I became a man, they don't put a gun in my hand, told me that I could live or die. I didn't know the reason why, but my gun became my toy. The story of the ghetto boy, ghetto boy, ghetto boy, the story of a ghetto boy, ghetto boy, ghetto boy, the story of a ghetto boy.
So what stuck out for you about that?
Basically, it was kind of like where he lived in his area. It was kind of like sort of a live or die situation, so his gun just became something that was just kind of stuck with him. And there was really, toys are seen as like toy trucks and like action figures and things like that, but
different life,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Aisha, yeah.
What stuck out for me was who D don't give the gun and think him get a toy, so him deploy in a the street to set a better joy. But now him buck up the police and him regret a choice. Death is what him get a tis story of a ghetto youth.
Yeah, so that's patois also that you're reading, the different feeling of English.
Yeah.
That's traditional Jamaican,
right?
And it's gonna show up in reggae music more, mm-hmm. Right? So what specifically stuck out for that?
I was like, so basically means when teenagers and stuff have guns, sometimes they don't like know how to use them maybe, and they just like they have them on the street, and then there's police brutality and everything with that. So that's what I took from there.
I mean, yeah, both of y'all are on a track, right? This song, reggae, was born from originally ska.
Mm-hmm.
Jamaican music, right? And reggae was the kind of gangsta version of ska that came out, that came, right? So that's also why we have the tie-ins to rap and hip-hop music that we have today.
Okay.
So, all right, let's go into another song and take it back a little bit to one of the original reggae artists, Peter Tosh.
That the cow jump over moon. So you can't blame the youth. You can't fool the youth. You can't blame the youth of today. You can't fool the youth. You teach the youth about Christopher Columbus, and you said he was a very great man. You teach the youth about Marco Polo, and you said he was a very great man. About the pirate Hawkins, and you said he was a very great man. You teach the youths about the pirate Morgan, and you said he was a very great man. So you can't blame the youths, you can't fool the youths. You can't blame the youths, none at all, you can't fool the youths. Cause all these great men were doing, robbing, killing. So-called great men were doing
you can't blame the youths, and you can't fool the youths. You can't blame these youths of today. You can't fool the youths. Jack call up on. Jack know the youth is strong. Jack call upon the youth, cause Jack know the youth is strong. So you can't blame the youth, and you can't fool the youth. You can't blame these youths of today. You can't fool the youth, cause whenever Christmas comes, you buy the youth a fancy toy gun. When every Christmas come, you buy the youth a pretty toy gun. So you can't blame the youth, and you can't fool the youth. You can't blame the youth of today, you can't fool the youth. Teaching youth to die and go to heaven, yeah, it didn't work. Teach the youth to believe in Jesus, never work. Teach the youths about Hail Mary. Oh, it never work. So you can't blame.
Welcome back. That was Peter Tosh with Can't Blame the Youth. We've got some more lyrics that stood out to Aisha and William here. And Soraya, you got something? Alright.
Yeah.
So, this song, Peter Tosh was one of the original back in 1970s, 1980s with reggae. He also did a song that's well known called Legalize It. He also did a song well known called Mystic Man. Okay, I think you might know that, right? You said you've heard this music before, right? You're familiar with this.
My mom plays a lot of this music, and she's like, so she's got the CDs, and it's in the car, and my dad's always telling me about Bob Marley and all the crazy stuff he did at his concerts, and how he went to one with his brothers and everything. So I was just like, well, that's crazy.
It's awesome.
But it's also a part of what they do. It's their culture. It's their way of life and mm-hmm. how they've been raised.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy how, like, this morning my dad was telling me about Bob Marley, and now we're talking about one of his alleged sons.
One of his alleged sons? Do you know which one?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know. There's
eight, right?
There's 11.
11?
11 claimed. There's 11 claimed, right? I don't know if I'll get all of them either, but there's Skip. Well, the ones we were listening to today, we had Skip, Steven, Damien. There's Juju Marley, Kaimani Marley, Ziggy, of course.
I know who he is.
We could just... Yeah, on our podcast, if we keep doing that later, we can get
into
that.
Tune into the podcast later, by the way.
Yeah, you can hear more about reggae and Marley Brothers, all of that.
Yeah.
So, William, some of these lyrics stood out to you?
Plug. Okay. It says, sorry about the adjustment. All these great men were doing robbing, a raping, kidnapping, and killing. So-called great men were doing robbing, raping, kidnapping. So, like, one question, like, kind of hypothetical question in a sense. Hypothetical question. So, were these men that were doing the things that people do today, are they really so great if they were doing these horrible things that shouldn't be done?
Well, I mean, right, like, that line is referring to the way that history gets taught to people. So, you know, robbing, raping, killing, like, those are things that people ignore in telling the history of creation of stories and creation of heroes.
Yeah.
In school today, like, there's a lot of things that, and our parents are like, well, you're missing this part, and why isn't this in your social studies books?
Right, like, there's a
bad
side.
Why don't you guys learn about the thing that happened on Wall Street or whatever?
Right.
Or why don't you guys learn more in depth about the Twin Towers and things like that are actually, like, impacting the world still today, or racial issues and things like that, but they don't, because there's like this fraction of history missing.
Y'all heard.
Like, there are serious things that should be talked about. Like, there are school shootings and fires and things that happen all around the world that should be talked about. But the, like, schools and other environmental places just choose to, like, not talk about these things because they want everything to be seen as good and think that people shouldn't have to worry about these bad things. But one day they'll come across it and realize, wow, and I never learned about this.
Right. So, yeah, it's like going back into history. What's new? What's now? And, you got something else?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we're almost getting yeah. in our time. Just yeah. right quick.
So yeah. some of the lyrics that stood out to me mm-hmm. was this piece right here. So you can't blame the youth of today. You can't fool the youth. You can't blame the youth. You can't fool the youth. And then at the end it says, don't blame them. Not their fault.
Yeah, it resonates, right, for yeah. you? All right. Thank you for y'all discussion. We're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
If you are 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m.
Yeah. I want to give a big thank you to Wavefarm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Shouts out to the Juice Branch. Also, shout out to the Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. And this is our 10th show, so shout out to us. Yeah. And one more shout out. I'm going to plug our podcast one more time. Listen to our podcast.
Yeah,
to podcast.
You can find that podcast on WGXC. Or it won't be on the radio, but it'll be recorded where yeah. all of our shows are. So anybody who wants to find that, WGXC.org, and search for Clubhouse Radio to find our page.
All right, thank you all. Enjoy Tenement Yard by Inner Circle and Chronix on your way out. Me gonna tell me from your little baby. Eat that keep it is no child stay out of problem.